BFBS. Horses World.
I'm Natasha Renault in Aldershot, and joining me now is Kimberly Folk from the Army Rugby Union. So we're looking forward to this year's Army versus Navy at Twickenham on Saturday the 29th of April. It's a big milestone for this particular fixture, as it's the 100th time the sides have battled it out.
It's always a big event in the military sporting calendar, but it's super exciting this year. The 100th time that the two unions have played each other in our histories. The first actual ever game was played back in 1878, but that one was not recorded as the official first game because both unions weren't formed until 1906. So the first official game was in 1907. It's been played every year since, with a few exceptions of the war years in the First World War. We're looking at the 100th game this year, so I'm very excited and getting ready for it.
When this all started out, it was an officers-only match. But since then, all ranks can take part. So are there any players that we should be looking out for?
Yeah, it's actually kind of turned the tables a bit now. And I think you'd sort of say that the officers selected to play are probably in the minority compared to the soldiers. And we're in the professional era of rugby now. So we've got a few of our players are on semi-professional and full-time professional contracts. So we've got Ifeoremi Boladua at London Scottish, Junior Bulla-Macau up in Glasgow with the Glasgow Warriors, and probably our most notable is Samisa Rokodaguni, who's on a full-time contract in Bath and has been capped twice for England.
It's always a big turnout at Twickenham for this.
We're really lucky. We've got great public support behind the event. It's steadily grown. 10 years ago, we were looking at a crowd of about 40,000 and progressively gone up each year. This year, we sold out in a record 3 days, a stadium of 82,000 capacity. So it's absolutely brilliant, and we're so grateful for the support.
And for those who can't be there to watch, how can they get involved?
So it's going out on Sky Sports Red Button, Forces TV and BFBS Radio as well, of course, so we can reach as many people that are around the world. As we know, a lot of our servicemen and women are sort of on duty on operations all around the world, so we want to get out there and reach as many people as we can on the day with the events that are going on at Twickenham in the stadium. It's going to be very exciting, and I think it's going to be a great game.
So tell us, how are the Army looking?
They're looking good. We had three fixtures here in Aldershot last week. The RAF came to Aldershot having beaten the Navy at Halton, so they came here confident, and we had three cracking games of rugby. I'm really happy to say that we had a great day, and all three Army teams won their fixtures against their RAF counterparts, so the three Army teams will be heading to Twickenham for what will be some tough games against the Navy, but we're obviously looking to get three inter-service titles on the day. I'm confident in the team's ability.
I'm Natasha Renault in Aldershot for BFBS.